1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second day of jury deliberation set to wrap up in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. He's facing 34 counts of falsifying business records related to campaign finance law. A U.S. official confirms to ABC News the Biden administration has given Ukraine limited permission to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia near the area of Kharkiv. A change in policy as Russia makes gains. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
Moscow says its air defenses shot down eight U.S.-made ATACMS missiles over the Azov Sea, which borders Russia. Meanwhile, on the ground, Ukraine notes Russia is increasing its troop levels in the Kharkiv region, where Moscow's forces have made significant advances in their spring offensive.
A jury in Idaho has found Chad Daybell guilty in the triple murders of his wife and then-girlfriend Lori Vallow's two youngest children. The two later married. Vallow Daybell was convicted of murdering her children last year and sentenced to life in prison. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drug into the U.S. Wisconsin health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. Baldwin, a Democrat, is running for a third term in November. Titletown starts its summer events calendar with the Summer Fun Days Showcase Saturday, but Jessica Dickhut says the fun doesn't stop there.
Right after the showcase, we're going to have our Thursday Titletown Night Market presented by Circle K and running throughout the entirety of the summer, as well as Movies at Titletown presented by Circle K will be coming June and then August.
For information on events, check out our story at wgbw.fm. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Another dramatic Brewers win. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Talkman is back. Talkman's at the wall.
.422 drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Abundant sunshine today with seasonal high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. After a picture-perfect day today, we'll see a few more clouds in the sky tomorrow and chances of rain rolling in by the afternoon and into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Friday edition. We'll get you ready for the weekend, take a look at some fun things, and talk a little politics along the way. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Thursday, we have a verdict edition. And Dom, it is raining down upon defendant Trump as we join you on the 4 o'clock airwaves. 17 guilty so far and counting, man.
What? 17 guilty and counting.
19, 20. We're up to 20 guilties. 21 guilties. We've got blackjack number of guilties already.
What? What's happening? I mean, it sounds like we're at an auction.
We're up to 25 guilties, Dom. 26 guilties. No, not guilties on the board yet. He's getting snidered here. He's getting skunked, Dom. 28, no. 29 guilties. No, not guilties. I love this scoreboard. 30 guilties. 1, 2, 3, 4. We should have the count here with us today, Dom. 32. 33, 34-0, guilty on all charges.
Former President Donald Trump, guilty on all 34 charges.
Felon Donald Trump, guilty on 34 charges.
That's a better title. That's the better title. Wow. 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Now, for clarity's sake, are those guilties then on the charged felonies, right? That's my understanding.
Yes. Trump found guilty of the felonies. Correct.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
You've been completely vindicated.
Dominic
Salvia Esquire.
Vindication. I get into the implication that for some way I was wrong before, Crudy. I'm proven right once again. And happy is there, happy is guilty. It seemed to be the case given the circumstances, so on and so forth. But it's not a great day. You know what I mean? It's great in the sense that yes, we have closure on this particular issue, at least as of right now. But we still have lots of issues in this country, and Donald Trump is the figurehead of many of those issues, and there's going to be a lot of blowback from this. But at the end of the day, man, guilty, guilty, guilty. 34 charges. Lock him up. That's what I say.
Lock him up. For those just joining, where you been? Donald Trump guilty on 34 charges, 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. And the guilty pleads, the guilty findings, I guess, would be from the jury. They just came. They were hitting the scoreboard one after another, Dom. And there wasn't even one set aside that Trump could hang his hat on. They didn't even say, well, we aren't going to hold him accountable for the checks he did not sign. Maybe he didn't falsify all the business records. No, guilty on every single charge. And yeah, even if he quickly done.
The implication meaning that even if he did not sign them, he did not sign all of them, he caused them to be signed. He caused this to happen. And that's what the jury has found. And I think it's practical, it's logical. A guy like Donald Trump doesn't allow someone like Pecker or his CFO Weisselberg or his fixer attorney Cohen to do those things, to go, you know, running off an independent streak. This is Donald Trump's doing, is Donald Trump's cover up, and it's Donald Trump's felony guilty verdict.
And my understanding is he was sitting in the courtroom about 30 minutes of anticipation, arms crossed. You know, he was just pouting because his defense team had to tell him. A jury coming in this quickly, this bode poorly for him. I predicted just before the breakdown, guilty, 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 34 times guilty. All charges guilty, as the Washington Post reporting at this hour, Dom. 844-967-2789. Days like today were made for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, celebrating good times and the conviction of the former president. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome. Are you surprised by the verdict?
Oh my God. Oh my God, I needed this so bad. Oh my God. Finally some justice. Finally got it. I'm sorry. Justice. Oh my God. I'm thrilled. I'm through the roof. I'm so happy that we have a justice system. After watching Michael Fanone talk this morning about how people were spitting on him in New York, that was so heartbreaking. And to see some justice actually happening in this country, it's just really great. It really is. I'm thrilled.
Chris, do you think it will affect the outcome of the election? Or you like a Super Bowl champion, you just want to get to Disneyland?
I don't know, you know, because a lot of Trump people, I think, like to be on the winning team, like he says, right? And he's a loser now. So, you know, I don't know if they want to be
a loser again.
Who wants to install a 34-time convicted felon? I mean, he's the nominee of the Republican Party. But who wants to put their brand with it other than those sycophants in the cult? And I got to think there's going to be some difficult conversations being had even in Republican circles. If you're just tuning in, 34 times guilty, the defendant Donald Trump. We're not even going to tag him former president. Chris, you seem quite pleased with the outcome.
I am. It's been, awesome.
Now, the jury does not send the defendant to jail or prison. Chris, do you think there will be any time of confinement?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know that I heard that they were checking out the jail over the weekend with the Secret Service in case, you know, they have to make provisions.
Well, that's just in case he broke the gag order this weekend.
Well, he's broken the gag order so many times, so there could be consequences for that, I suppose. I don't know. I think he should go to jail. I think for sure he should go to jail. If it was me, I'd be in jail. Hell, I would have been in jail a couple of years ago if it was me. You know, you too. You know, so I'm really glad to see some justice. It's nice. I don't know if he'll do jail time, but I think this is just the beginning of the case because this is only part of the RICO case. I mean, this is part of the wider RICO case. You know, that was, you know, the whole election fraud. And I think that's going to just start setting off dominoes, you know, and all these states that have all these fake electors, all those cases will add up. And I think that, you know, the larger RICO case, if it's allowed to go forward, if we can get judges that seem to have some ideological bents to their decisions off the bench we might be able to get some more justice. We have a problem in our justice system, starting with the Supreme Court.
Well, Chris, no doubt there, but we're celebrating right now. Appreciate your thoughts. We're going to keep moving down the phones. If you'd like to react to 34 times felonious defend on Donald Trump, 844-967-2789. Cam from Appletown, how you doing, young man? How you feeling?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I think I feel good, but I feel like that one moment that people get in their life when they turn into an adult and realize stuff can be taken away from you so quickly, like any form of happiness, I want to see what the sentencing is, you know? But aside from that, I think that if it were Friday, it would be a good day to go down to partner you guys have for Delta 8 and Delta 9?
Oh, Herbal Aspect.
Great people to go visit. Yeah, Herbal Aspect.
Hey, why gotta wait till Friday, Cam? Today is as good a day as any.
Mail, just use Devil Radio at checkout, Cam, at herbalaspect.com. You can get all your 420 celebratory needs taken care of. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump found guilty of all 34 charges, all 34 felonious charges, and this, the kicker, the tie-in, is basically he deceived the American people, and the jury believed the prosecution that his underlying goal was to commit election fraud. Or you don't get to the convictions on the cook in the book charges, not his felonies. 844-967-2789. Nick, you're next. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad he got convicted. B, I don't think it matters much because there's the appeals process. There's everything going on. There's an election going on. It'll go on longer than the election happens. So
he won't be able to vote for himself this fall, Nick. He's a convicted felon.
No. What I'm saying is I think that this will get his supporters even harder to support him because, of course, it was rigged, right?
Yeah, but they're not going to vote for him any harder than they were already going to vote for him, Nick. What it's going to do is peel off some of those independents. And Karl Rove was interviewed earlier today, saw a headline on The Drudge that, you know, if he loses 4, 5, 6, 7, 10% as some of the of the independents, as some of these polls are suggesting, he'll lose Wisconsin, he'll lose Pennsylvania, he'll lose a couple other states.
And other Republicans down the ballot are going to get blamed for sucking up and being a sycophant to this cult, Nick. I mean, I know you're not a Trump guy,
no,
dude,
but
Trump is a 34-time convicted felon at this point.
Yeah. No, it's a cult. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't think it matters too much in the grand scheme of things.
I think you're absolutely wrong, Nick, but that's a common thing. 844-967-2789. Hell, I didn't think we'd have a verdict this week, and I was a little pessimistic about the guilty findings. But, Dom, you were right on the ball, man. 63% of the time, you're right every time.
Nick is correct in the sense it will not move the needle for the cult. And, of course, those who are already going to vote against Trump won't move the needle for them either. So, in a large respect, you're right. It won't move the needle a whole lot, but it's going to move the needle on the ones that really matter.
Down, we've got attorney Maggie Dawn, our colleague in broadcast, standing by. We'll get her reaction to 34 guilties in New York. And, oh, yeah, looks like Trump might be sneaking out of the courtroom now as well. We'll see how he reacts. Yeah. Sentencing to be held July 11th. That's before the RNC. More Devils.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. devilradioswag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. devilradioswag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open 844-967-2789. The former president, now convicted 34-time over felon, Donald Trump, speaking at the courthouse. He said the real verdict will be in November.
Sentencing, July 11th. It has been announced by NBC. And we've got a fine legal analyst joining us right now. Live via phone, she is Maggie Dawn, our colleague in broadcast, the greatest lead-in ever. Maggie, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
Well, better than I was about 10 minutes ago, I'll tell you that. Wow!
34 times guilty, and it came back quick. All the things that Dom likes in life. Instant gratification.
Listen, this was the one outcome that I was almost afraid to hope for, because I didn't want the desperation of being disappointed. This is the one verdict that I think could actually be a difference maker in November. And that includes the speed with which the jury returned the verdict. A unanimous verdict across not one, not two, but all 34 counts. 12 regular Americans saying this man is a felon. It is a powerful message that I think will actually make a difference in November. I was nearly certain it was going to be a mixed bag of some acquittals, maybe a hung jury on one or two charges, and then some guilty verdicts, which I didn't think was going to make any difference at all. But this outcome may indeed be a difference maker come November.
Maggie Dawn, sentencing, July 11th, that's going to happen before Trump comes to the RNC, and he can continue running for the president. Hell, a convicted felon can serve in the presidency, at least if the Senate allows him to do so, if he's not impeached. But Maggie Dawn, he will be sentenced before he gets here. Is there a chance he could be under house arrest and not able to attend the RNC?
Yeah, I find that nearly certainly no. Even if he has some sort of monitoring that he is sentenced to, as with all folks under some kind of monitoring, you can request of your parole officer that you be permitted to travel. It would be nearly certain to, I would almost say 100%, that he would be allowed to travel for the convention. That's not to say it won't be a completely humiliating and undignified process for him to have to report to some sort of parole agent. Boy, to be in that room when that happens.
Right. Maggie, some would hope that he gets prison time. I am less optimistic about that. I'm not rooting for prison time per se, but I would like to see some term of confinement. I'm just not sure if I want to see him locked up with his cult followers at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I just don't think that incarceration is likely here, though I would have said it's nearly certainly not going to happen yesterday. The sort of verdict that would make it possible is unanimity across all 34 counts. That puts it actually in play. I think you're going to hear a lot of prognosticators talking about that. But I think some of the political pressures here could be felt in the sentencing phase, where, you know, all else being equal, you don't want to add any more fuel to the I'm a martyr routine by Donald Trump. So you may see some restraint from Judge Mershon in the sentencing phase. He also has a clean criminal record, which sounds very bizarre to say, and certainly stopped today with the 34 felony convictions. But he has no prior criminal record, which mitigates or weighs in favor of likely no actual confinement.
But what about the other alleged crimes, the other indictments? I mean, it's not like we're speculating. The guy's got court coming up in multiple different jurisdictions. Does that affect the judge's decision-making process generally, Maggie Dawn?
It could. What's interesting here is that this kangaroo Supreme Court handpicked by Leonard Leo and the brethren on the Supreme Court, that the appeals, both of the obstruction charge related to January 6th that applies to Donald Trump and many of the other January 6th convicted and still pending defendants, as well as the immunity claim, may in fact counsel against giving these other charges much weight. It would be interesting to see if the Supreme Court will come down with an immunity decision, which could substantively impact the January 6th charges before sentencing on the 11th. I think it increases pressure on the Supreme Court to reach a ruling on both the immunity and whether the obstruction January 6th charges, how those cases come out. They should get that decision done so Judge Mershon can appropriately weigh those pending charges.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, attorney, our friend, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, chiming in on Trump's 34 guilty counts. Maggie, one statement and a question for you. Trump's going to be a martyr no matter what. I mean, I don't think the judge can take that into account. I mean, Trump's going to do what Trump's going to do. We got to let justice do their thing. But what's your sense of maybe not these other you know, charges and court impacting this, but what about Trump's disdain for the justice system, the violations of the gag order, the threatening of the judge and his daughter, so on and so forth? Do you think those would have any impact on the sentencing?
Interesting. Not on the sentencing as a pure question of law, which, listen, every time you're talking about the justice system, we're talking about human beings. That's really what I meant when I meant to say, you know, I wouldn't expect over-sentencing or an extremely harsh sentence simply because Judge Mershon is a human being and human beings are affected by this political context. But your particular question, Dom, if I can, does it impact how he disdains or you know, feels about the justice system? No, he's been indicting it the entire time, right? But I think what you might see is the likelihood of a parole violation becomes really high, right? That his parole conditions may include some sort of extension or different version of a gag order to prevent him from attacking or trying to incite potentially violence against either jurors, witnesses, or the judge or the judge's family. I'd stay tuned and watch for that. The parole violation by the felony ex-president.
Our good friend, Maggie Dawn, thank you so much, sister, for joining us. Don't forget her fine program across the Civic Media Network, 2 to 4 p.m. You know, we compete at 3, but I know many make their preferences known. Unfortunately, often it's, I prefer Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Always love to hear from you and love to hear from you, our audience. 844-967-2789. It's a celebration.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption has been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Marijuana is being reclassified as less hazardous Schedule 3 drug at the federal level, but here in Wisconsin, a Democratic lawmaker doesn't expect much to change. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says the reclassification just makes sense.
There is no reason that marijuana should be classified as a Schedule 1 drug when fentanyl is classified as a Schedule 2. We all know what's fueling the epidemic here. What's fueling the overdoses?
A limited medical marijuana bill failed in the Wisconsin legislature last session due to strong opposition by Senate Republicans. The Scripps National Spelling Bee wraps up today. Unfortunately, our two Wisconsin competitors have been already eliminated. 13-year-old Nethra from Franklin was eliminated in the fourth round, and 13-year-old Aiden from Middleton was eliminated in the seventh round. He did finish at 17th place. This was the first time Wisconsin had two finalists on the national stage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Doesn't it stink when you're a highly successful TV actor, but you only make $1 million an episode? That was Patricia Richardson's salary in the closing days of Home Improvement. Her co-star, Tim Allen, one of the show's creators, was making $2 million an episode. Which, according to the 73-year-old actress, was just the excuse she needed to leave a very successful acting job and highly popular TV sitcom. Must have been torture being saddled with all that money for so many years in a row when all you really wanted to do is have a paper route. A big misconception is that Hollywood is totally liberal. There are many conservative executives and actors in Tinseltown. One such example is Dennis Quaid, who is portraying Ronald Reagan in a new biopic titled Reagan. Quaid told Piers Morgan that Reagan is his favorite president, and in the same interview also professed support for former President Trump, saying that Trump is an a-hole, but he's my a-hole. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Abundant sunshine today with seasonal high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. After a picture-perfect day today, we'll see a few more clouds in the sky tomorrow and chances of rain rolling in by the afternoon and into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my good friend Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We will be joined by Dr. Lehrman to discuss the mental health crisis in the United States.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a prison bound former President Donald Trump, perhaps. the number of the day, Dom. 34. Guilty on all 34 counts. Donald Trump. Sentencing scheduled for July 11th. Ironically, that's just 4 days before the RNC comes to Milwaukee. We'll be on the outside peeing in, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, what if Mershon sentences him to, I don't know, 2 weeks? 30 days. A week. I mean, it still messes up the RNC, right? I mean, how are you going to, you know, you got to get him behind the glass on the phone, you know, give him the speech. Sorry, Trump, you got 5 minutes. Time's up. Time's up, Trump. You know what I'm saying? And specifically, CBS News, man, they must have been sitting on this one. And we'll get to your calls, 844-967-2789. Is Trump going to prison? Oh, we can only hope so. A little bit from the reporting, he'll be sentenced, as mentioned, on July 11th. The timing is in line with similar white-collar felony cases, CBS News says, where sentencing often takes place anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks after conviction. According to Dan Horowitz, a defense lawyer who formerly prosecuted white-collar cases for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, sentencing will happen 4 days before start of the Republican National Convention. What to expect, though, Crudy? The minimum sentence for falsifying business records in the first degree is zero. So Trump could receive probation or conditional discharge, a sentence of no jail or up to 4 years for each offense. Trump would likely be ordered to serve the prison time concurrently for each count. So up to 4 years total. So anywhere from 0 to 4 years. Here's what Horowitz said. The judge could sentence him to anything between zero and the max. So he could be sentenced to a period of months in jail. He could be sentenced to a period of weeks in jail. He could be sentenced to a sentence where he was required, for example, to go to jail every weekend for a period of time and then serve the rest of his sentence on probation.
I would say this, Dom. And again, if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump guilty on all 34 counts in the New York trial. He should receive no more time than Michael Cohen did for the same alleged crime. About 3 years. Cohen got 3 years served, like a year and a half.
Yeah, he had tax issues.
He didn't have 34 charges.
I mean, that fair enough, but he did have other specific issues, right? He didn't perhaps these could be run concurrently. I'm not clear on the Cohen case, but yeah, why not? I mean, whatever the portion of Cohen's sentence that attributed to this election interference and the hush money payoffs should certainly be applied to the big guy. Real quick here as well, Norm Eisen found that in his book, wrote that 10% resulted in imprisonment for these kinds of crimes, but circumstances regarding the case across the board comparisons are difficult. He could be sentenced to home detention, where he would wear an ankle bracelet and be monitored rather than going to jail, or what suggested that a home detention sentence, which walks the middle ground between no punishment and a stint in state prison, might be the most likely outcome. It would also satisfy Trump's unusual security and political situation, which I would suggest should play absolutely no part in whether or not he's sentenced to home or gets zero or whatever the case may be. But that's just my humble opinion, although I was absolutely right on the guilty before Friday.
Here's what Trump said in the hallway post 34 guilty verdicts against him. Felon Trump said, convicted felon. It's not alleged anymore. He's convicted. This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. Of course, they will appeal. I found it interesting. The Dark Brandon Twitter account, that's, if you're unfamiliar, that's Joe Biden's Twitter account. Through the campaign, and they just put, like, you know, colors in his eyes. It's sort of the meme of Joe Biden. But they got Joe Biden with an ice cream cone handed a letter L, you know, like a loss. Handed him an L, apparently.
Giving him the L.
Handed it over to his opponent, Donald Trump. I got to think the Biden campaign happy today. Want to know what you are? 844-967-2789. I believe Tom has been waiting the longest. L.A. Tom, I know you're a happy camper.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, guys, first off, everyone needs to go to Hawk's Bar and get a drink. I'm sure Hawk is down there serving some beverages, and everyone should be getting down there to have a drink.
this is a day drinking kind of day. It's still what, 2:30 on the West Coast. You having a drink right now, Tom?
Just about, buddy. I'm gonna have a spot now. Actually, I got one in the refrigerator, and it's probably the last one there since I've been to Wisconsin in a while, and I'm gonna drink it. But no, guys, you know, this is about justice, and this is about that the system actually works. I mean, and for convict, guilty, treasonous, rapist, Trump, to sit there and still talking smack about the judge when the judge is the one that's got the sentencing coming up on July 11th, that's not very smart.
Well, for the record, he hasn't been proven guilty of treason, but the other charges, absolutely. Please continue.
Well, what I would say is I think that, you know, I just met a person and just said, hey, Donald Trump was just convicted of 34 counts. Now, I don't understand this logic, but she said, oh my God, I'm going to vote again. I haven't voted since Donald Trump was running for office. And I'm thinking, well, that wasn't really too smart because apparently she just didn't believe in the system, so she didn't vote. So I think the opposite's going to happen compared to Nick, who wants to get hired over the fact that Donald Trump lost this conviction, and the followers want to get hired over him, I guess. Excuse my pun. What I'm saying, I guess, is that, you know, we the people are the government, and we the people are going to show in November that we'll probably win by 30 points as far as I'm concerned, because I really think that now the floodgates are open. People are going to see him for the L, loser, that he actually is, and that justice is served. And you know what? It should be equal justice under the law. That's the bottom line. And I'm not happy that the guy got convicted, but I'm happy that this criminal got convicted of these felonious charges. And I'm hoping that this will open up the gates also in terms of saying, you know what, the emperor's not wearing any clothes. And you know what? He's not Mr. Big Bad Donald Trump. And, you know, and also last thing I think is, maybe the media should take a little bit of a break from talking about him every single second and every single thing that he does. And maybe then people will actually start forgetting about this SOB, and we can actually get back to a country that's about we the people and get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in there and start moving into an FDR direction like we did in the 30s when this country had the enlightenment that it had and, you know, that we may have again.
Tom, really appreciate your call. Hope you have a cold spotted cow out there in the fridge. Maybe two. 844-967-2789. Here's a guy, much like senatorial candidate Eric Holtvee, that doesn't believe in commercialized beer. It's Gary from Sussex. Welcome our little conservative love muffin who doesn't buy drinks, at least not for us. Gary, how are you reacting to the bad news for the Cheeto Messiah? 34 times guilty.
Yeah, Dom dinner?
I believe that was
wow.
The deal, Gary.
An honorable man calls and I owe $100 to Monopoly Paul in Columbus, Ohio. And when I'm next in town, I have every intention of paying.
Gary, let me ask you your opinion. Was this a fair trial? Was this the evidence was presented? Do you accept the verdict, the unanimous verdict on all 34 charges from the jury?
Well, not really. First of all, did he have sex with this gal? Oh, obviously, yes, but they couldn't prove it. See, it's not what
wasn't,
you know.
He wasn't on trial for having sex with a porn star, Gary.
I understand that. But the fact is, did they actually prove that he paid the money to keep her quiet so he
apparently
could
they
win
did.
The election? You know?
A jury of his peers convicted, including a guy who follows him on Truthy Social, Gary. If there was going to be a MAGA holdout, that would have been it. A guy that was going to basically be the jury nullification guy. Gary, unanimous decision inside of 2 days, right, 34 right. convictions.
But, Mike, if he was...
but what?
If he was tried in Colorado, or excuse me, if he was tried in Ohio rather than New York...
Well, he should have done his criming in Ohio. I'm sure he's done some criming there. Perhaps future charges in Ohio,
whatever.
Sir.
This, All right, this is the best news that I could ever get as a MAGA Republican, that I hope that they throw him in jail for at least a couple of months, because
yes,
he's going to get more support. He's going to get more support because of what's happening. Because it's,
well, hang on, Gary. Will you articulate that? Because of what's been happening, what do you mean by that?
Because he's now been convicted of felonies, you think he's a more appealing candidate?
Yes, much more. Because
you got strange morals, Gary. I thought you were a Christian.
Listen. Donald Trump is not my first choice. He's my only choice.
No, he's not, Gary. Go vote the libertarian dude if you must, but don't vote for the convicted felon, Gary. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
You have a choice, Gary. You have a choice. When you face your maker, Gary, you believe at the end you're going to face Jesus in the pearly gates. You're going to be comfortable with saying, yeah, the convicted felon, the rapist, perhaps these other cases will come to fruition and he'll have more convictions behind his name. You're going to go meet your maker and say,
he got convicted because of people like Tom from L.A. If there was 12 Toms from L.A., I would be convicted of who knows what, too.
Why didn't his defense team have them thrown off during voir dire? They did have the choice of who was impaneled. And, Gary, here's what I would say. I think that there were conscientious Americans doing their damnedest to try and understand complex issues. And I think the vast majority of people that serve on juries, nobody's doing it for the fame or the glory, right? They're anonymous. As soon as Trump breaks the gag order, they're going to be threatened for their lives. They'll probably have that coming down the pike soon. Nobody would want to be on the Trump jury. Gary, these are conscientious Americans that were presented evidence and found guilt.
Okay, the thing is this. When they went back and they asked for more instructions yesterday to the judge, and the judge went out there and said, well, just deal it out and whatever you want to do.
That's not what the judge said, Gary.
And it wasn't more instructions. It was clarity of existing instructions.
This judge is so biased against Trump, and you know it, and I know it.
No, I don't know that. Based on what? A $10 donation? No, man.
$15. Get it right, man.
Gary, fish at the at the packing house cost more than $15.
Yeah, hang on, Gary.
I put him on hold. I thought we were done with Gary. Moving on.
I gotta get my dinner, man. We gotta make our dinner plans.
Well,
Gary,
can you do that off air? Can you text him?
Oh man, come on. 844-967-2789. Gary, I got your number, man. I'll call you. Let's keep going.
Maybe before sentencing, he can buy you dinner.
All right. Tom from McFarland, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Thanks for my call. And I think Gary perfectly encapsulates the MAGA problem. They feel and they believe to the heart of their soul that the court of public opinion trumps a court of law. And there is absolutely nothing that you will be able to do, say, that will sway them otherwise. If you take a look at Fox, all they were doing is issuing their own opinions as if they actually had any merit or weight when weighed up against an actual court of law. Right. And Gary, sorry, according to a court of law, not opinion, Trump is guilty. And you either have faith in the system or you don't. But you can't sit there and say that, well, no, in this case, it's my opinion that the court of law did not work. That's not the way this works. The court of law is the court of law. And the law has spoken. He is convicted. End of story. And then in terms of prison, I would not be surprised if he does get jail time, because keep in mind, jail is not only as a form of justice, it's also deterrence. And Trump has illustrated amply that, A, he feels he did absolutely nothing wrong, but he's going to do it again given the opportunity.
He'd sleep with more porn stars and pay them off and cook the books. Michael Cohen's reaction. Guilty on all counts, !! Hashtag Team Cohen. Come back. Guilty, guilty, guilty. 34.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Go! The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Exciting day today. Historic day today. The former president, Donald Trump, convicted on all 34 counts. He's a felon. And I predicted it. 844-967-2789.
Here's reportedly what Donald Trump said post-jury finding of guilty on 34 counts, feloniously. I'm a very innocent man.
Come on.
That's what he said in the hallway, apparently.
Isn't that what they all say when they're in prison? Everyone's in prison is innocent, right? Everyone.
844-967-2789. What are you telling us, Rich?
I got three pieces of Donald Trump audio. I don't know what they sound like, but if you want them.
Well, let's hear from newly convicted criminal. Felon, Donald Trump, 844-967-2789. We'll take your response on the other side of this sound. Play for the people, Rich.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Fight for the Constitution.
The Constitution is what puts you in the situation you are, sir.
More from convicted felon, Donald Trump.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace.
I feel like I've heard those pleadings. That was your defense, was it not? And one more from 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump. You know he's not having a great day. Play for the people, Rich.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
November 5th by the people. That's right. You are the jury. You, our fair audience, get to decide, is this man fit to be the next president? You know, 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump. MAGAs, like Gary, tell us, hell to the yeah makes him more appealing.
Yes. Who would Jesus vote for? The man convicted of 34 felony counts. I'm happy this one's behind us. I'm hoping we can get these other ones in line as well. Folks, I know we're lining up. We'll get to you, 844-967-2789. Be patient. Rich is doing lots of work today, pulling sound, grabbing calls. Archie from Middleton, welcome to the show. Archie, what do you got for us?
Hey, Archie.
Hey, so thanks for having me. I'm just excited. It's kind of crazy being on the radio or whatever. But anyways, I'm glad that Trump was convicted. But as the guy said before, it really doesn't matter whether he's convicted or not, because his supporters literally don't care what he does. They have no morals. They are truly despicable people. Like, I'm sorry to say, but that's just facts. And, you know, they're willing to do absolutely anything to get him in office. You saw what happened January 6th. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but you just can only assume that that's probably what they're going to try to do again. So,
well, Archie, let me ask you. I mean, given the fact that the Trump supporters are going to remain presumably Trump supporters, what about the independents? Mm-hmm. Well, those that haven't started paying attention quite yet, that, you know, this could be the first time they actually poke their head up and take a look and say, hey, what's going on? Do you think that's going to impact those folks?
Perhaps, but I've always viewed independents as undercover Republicans anyways, because they have a lot of the same beliefs anyways, especially when it comes to religion, when it comes to little government, things like that. So hopefully they'll be able to be persuadable, but I really view them almost as the same as Republicans, to be honest, just a little bit.
Well, Archie, let's give a little credit to our independent, not paying attention friends. I perceive them as underinformed. They don't consume enough of the Devil's Advocates radio show. 844. Appreciate your call. That was a good one. 844-967-2789. Lisa from Racine. Welcome, Lisa. What do you got for us?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, guys. It's a great day to be a liberal. But anyway, I just still don't understand how I'm a nurse. In my position, in my career, every single job I've ever went to, do I even have pending convictions? Pending, not convicted, pending. If I do, I can't be your nurse. But you can run the country? I talk about a change that we need in the Constitution. That's the change we need.
But that's still the decision of the American people, unfortunately, through the electoral process. But Lisa, we here in the state of Wisconsin have an outsized say in who the next president is. And do you think the 34 convictions, the felonious convictions, do you think this makes this guy more appealing to anyone other than maybe Gary?
That's funny. No, I don't. And I'm just grateful that this did come, because I was leaning more towards you, that especially after Cohen got off of the stand, that they weren't going to with this decision. Unfortunately, I was in a meeting and I got a text from my best friend that said guilty on all charges. And I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of the day OJ didn't get found it. So it's like, you know, it's historic, but it's still threatening to the country, because if I can't be your mom's nurse because of something I've done, how can I run the country? I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
Well, it takes less qualifications to run the country than to be a nurse, Lisa. Right. You've had formal education.
844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get more of your input on the other side. It is historic, Lisa. It really is. It's also a little tragic in many ways. Right now, we're going to celebrate justice being done. 34 counts, felonies. Yeah, that's not going to bode well. Even Karl Rove, we'll talk about that piece perhaps on the other side, referencing some polling about the independents and how it could impact Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, other swing states.
A happier, but he's still a convicted felon 34 times over. But you better stick around. Your turn. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
The verdict is in. I'll take you through each of the 34 charges in detail. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.